keep my eyes off of you. What day is it? And in what month? This clock never seems so alive.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Thank you. Queen here on Trail Mix with Fat Bottom Girls, starting the 8 o'clock hour, halfway through the morning show. Start the day with Gray here on 103.1 WPFP. Open that Civic Media app and hit the text button to send me your song request, artist request, a request of what year you want music from. Or if you don't have the app, don't want to look at your phone while you're at work, just go to our website, trailmix.fm. There's a Now Playing section, and directly underneath it is a song suggestion box. And that's all you do. You type in the song name, hit submit, and it pops in. That's how Jason and Jen, my two most frequent suggesters, suggest the songs they send in. I believe we had one from Jen earlier today. We got Vogue from Madonna in at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, matter of fact. That was quite a while ago now. But you could have what song you want playing right on Trail Mix. It's the perfect blend. You don't know what playlist to pick? Well, just tune it to Trail Mix. And if, hey, I wish I had picked a playlist after all, don't go back to Spotify. I'm not over there and I'm lonely. Just let me pick a couple songs for you. You pick a couple. We can share. It'll be like the old days with the aux cord, that 5-year sweet spot before Bluetooth was in every single car. Wasn't that? That was the good old days. You know, that was our 8-track tape, that aux cord. And, I mean, we're never going back. Now that we're wireless, ooh, yeah, good luck. Good luck. What does it cost to add Bluetooth to a car these days? Probably 3 cents. There's probably a billion Bluetoothers sitting out there in a bin somewhere that they just slap in. What am I even talking about? We got a sports report to worry about. We got 4 songs until then. I'm apparently in a weird mood and need less caffeine, but too late to fix that now. Oh, Crazy's up next. What do you know? Here's Gnarls Barkley on Trail Mix. Sports report starting in 15 minutes.
I remember when I lost my mind. So pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Ooh.
zone and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
See,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free. Of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there, floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by. We'll be right back. 99 dreams I have had, and everyone a red balloon. It's all over and I'm standing pretty in this dust that was the city. If I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here is a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Alanis Morissette singing about a bunch of coincidences and calling it irony. That's ironic from Alanis Morissette, following Nano with 99 Red Balloons. Five in a row to start the hour, six in a row in the middle of the hour. We'll get to that shortly. Actually, I've got another five slated here because I wanted a little extra time. But regardless, five in a row all over the place on WPFP, the sports report. Until then, the Kirk Cousins era, the word of the day, already headed for an early exit despite what the Falcons are saying publicly, because behind the scenes, sources say the team has indeed been engaging in trade talks with a steep price, actually. Take on $20 million of the $45 million still guaranteed on Kirk's contract. Yes, that number seems to have been a deal-breaker deal breakers so far. Excuse me. Teams like the Vikings and Steelers have been mentioned, but they're reportedly only willing to eat about $10 million of the $20 that's on the table. The Falcons are keeping things flexible, though. If you want us to take more money on, lower the draft pick compensation, less money, going to cost more picks. So there's a clear formula to ending up with Kirk Cousins on your team if you're interested. And if you're the Steelers, you probably are interested because there's going to be a lot of, I mean, the Titans aren't going to give up that number one overall pick. And the Saints are probably going to look at moving upward. So just like that, you've already got stiff competition for two of the top four quarterbacks. And we'll call them the top four, throwing Jackson Dart and Tyler Shoff in there now because Tyler is getting those kinds of looks. It's becoming clear, though, that the long-term fit between Falcons and Cousins isn't there, especially after Atlanta drafted Michael Penix Jr. in the first round last season. Cousins had signed a four-year, $180 million deal and threw for 3,500 yards last season, but now he's in a weird spot. Starter for now, possibly on the move before the season begins. So Atlanta's got issues on the other side of the ball, too, though. They haven't had a single player with seven or more sacks in five straight seasons. That's an NFL worst since sacks became an official stat back in 1982. With only five draft picks this year, the Falcons are expected to target a pass rusher at number 15 overall. Or maybe they trade back to pick up some extra ammo. But one thing's for sure, big decisions. The beginning of a, well, not necessarily the beginning of a rebuild. The beginning of a decision period, rebuild or not, upcoming for Atlanta. If Atlanta has a really bad year, like less than six wins, they're in a rebuild. If they've got 10 wins, they've managed to avoid one by the narrowest of margins. More sports later this hour, five in a row until then, starting with Eric Carmen. First, though, outdoor news and a look at the weather that we bring you every hour, twice an hour, on Trail Mix.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging state citizens to celebrate rural and urban forests during Forest Appreciation Week. That kicks off today, Monday, April 21st, and runs through Arbor Day, this Friday, April 25th. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin DNR is joining communities, organizations, and individuals across the state in celebrating trees and forests during Forest Appreciation Week. That runs from today, April 21st, through Arbor Day, April 25th, and includes Earth Day, tomorrow, April 22nd. The 17 million acres of forest that cover nearly half of the Badger State and the millions of urban trees provide many benefits. They safeguard water resources, create homes and food for wildlife, support the forest industry, reduce energy consumption and soil erosion, and help mitigate the impacts of climate change by trapping and storing carbon dioxide. The state has a whole host of tree planting and other forest conservation programs for citizens of all ages, including students, to participate in. Learn all about state forestry programs by going to mndnr.gov and simply searching forestry. Bottom line, plant a tree this week. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
It is going to be breezy with a little light rain and snow this morning. Gradual clearing. The wind will gradually decrease here by later this afternoon with a high in the mid, maybe upper 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Mix of news, music, and information. Trail Mix 103.1.
Saw the world crashing all around your face. never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. We should see. Never comprehending the race at long gone by.
Modern English here on Trail Mix, Melt With You, following up Eric Carmen with Hungry Eyes, and that following the weather and the outdoor news. Every weekday during the 8 o'clock hour, we give you that outdoor report here on Trail Mix. Genesis, NSYNC, and Kylie Minogue are up next, and then we'll look at some of the names you'll see on Thursday if you're watching the NFL Draft. Who's announcing picks? A lot of Packers, a lot of Wisconsin alums, a lot of people will recognize this might be a more enjoyable first round of the draft than ever before simply because it's about the Packers. It's about the state of Wisconsin. I'll tell you who and how. Here's Misunderstanding on Trail Mix.
There must be some misunderstanding. Some kind of mistake. I waited in the rain for hours. You were late. Now it's not likely to say the right thing. You could have called.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Start a fight. I know this can't
Kylie Minogue here on Trail Mix. That was The Locomotion to follow NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. Looking now at a list of who's announcing picks this year for the NFL draft, which starts on Thursday. This might be This might be the most entertaining draft for any of us who follow the Packers, simply because the draft being in Green Bay means a focus on both the Packers themselves and on the state. There will be a good number of Wisconsin alums making picks as well. So let's take a look here. I've got 7 Packers, 7 retired players, matter of fact. All of them former Packers of one sort. And then we've got 10. About 10 Madison alums making picks as well. So, for example, we've got Mason Crosby is going to be making a pick for somebody. I'm not sure if these will all be Packers selections. Maybe that's just it. See, that's what I've got here is a list of what club the person is from, who that person is, what college they went to, and then what year and round they were drafted in. So what it doesn't say is what pick these people are going to be announcing, which is fair. I get that we don't know how many picks each team will have on Thursday because, you know, the Packers might do something crazy and spend their next 3 drafts worth of capital to trade into the first round 4 times. So you don't know how many times a Packers pick is going to be announced on Thursday. So I get it, but like it makes this list kind of confusing. I've got here a list of people who will announce picks, what team they played for, and beyond that, we're kind of left to guess. So I think I'll just kind of give you the list here. Packers, retired Packers who will be making a selection at some point include Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Jerry Kramer, Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, and Dave Robinson. If you don't recognize Jerry Kramer or Dave Robinson, they were drafted in 1958 and 1963 respectively, but Dave Robinson and Jerry Kramer both Hall of Famers, so names that we each ought to know. Former Wisconsin players who cracked the list include Tim Crumry, Joe Thomas, Travis Frederick, Monty Ball, a surprising addition here, Owen Daniels, Jonathan Taylor, Alec Ingold, Stu Voigt, James White, and Ryan Ramchick. Oh, one more here. It looks like Bo Allen snuck onto the list. So a lot of names who you'll recognize, especially if you follow the Badgers. If you follow both the Badgers and the Packers, chances are you watch enough football that Thursday was going to be interesting to you anyway. But if you do watch a decent amount of college football and you watch the NFL season, I would say at least round one this Thursday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That would be worth it. The format of the draft is pretty simple. Round one is on Thursday, 2 and 3 on Friday, 4, 5, 6, and 7 on Saturday. So there should be, chances are the Packers will either be making one pick or honestly, I see it more likely that they make none than trade up to get a second one. The Packers are more like to trade back than up, but there's a reason. My motto is, we'll see. See with me. I'll keep you updated throughout the week on speculation and football info. 8 o'clock hour every morning show here on Trail Mix, and the 4 o'clock hour on my afternoon show on 98Q Country. I often am able to update things throughout the day. So if you want to hear if things have changed, catch 98Q Country after 4 o'clock for sometimes the same football info, but any updates would be over there. Checking the weather up next right here on WPFP.
Trail Mix 103.1, available on the Civic Media app. Download the app for free.
Buying a home is personal. Your mortgage should be too. At Forward Bank, they take the time to get to know you. Whether you're upgrading, downsizing, or buying your first home, they've got options tailored to fit your life and your budget. Because at Forward Bank, they're not just lending money, they're building dreams, one home at a time. Let's get started today. Forward Bank, moving homeowners forward. Check it out online at forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be breezy with a little light rain and snow this morning. Gradual clearing. The wind will gradually decrease here by later this afternoon with a high in the mid, maybe upper 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Video killed the radio star. Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.